Welcome to Hello Universe, a podcast about spirituality in our everyday lives. We're your co-hosts, Kylie and Eva.
Hey everyone, it's Kylie.
And it's Eva. Welcome back to another wonderful episode, y'all. I already know it's going to be wonderful before we started.
This is like my favorite hour of the week. Yeah. How are you? How are you doing?
I am pretty good. I think I'm fully emerging from this incubation phase that I've been talking about, that I've shared with you. I think I've shared on the podcast. It's been a couple interesting weeks where things have been transpiring behind the scenes. And I think I want to use some of this time to process, if that's okay with you.
Listening to people unpack their ideas is like actually my favorite thing to do. So yes, please.
Awesome. All right, let's see. Where do I even begin? So for people who might just be tuning in, I would say at the end of 2020, I could feel my body going into like a natural rest cycle, which, by the way, I should also say I went into it kicking and screaming, because every time that happens, I'm like, no, but I have plans and I have things I want to do. But it was really like, I just could tell, like, I wasn't, like, I needed to listen to this. Something was happening where I was like, oh, like, I need to go inward. And so I think I was still—
This is a helpful reminder. Sorry to interrupt you, but this is helpful for me because I actually am in one of those phases and I'm really resistant to it. So this is a helpful reminder that the go inward and rest is for our greater good. Can you carry on?
Yeah. I mean, I want to just add to that, that I think if you are in continual trust of what is coming up for you and you live in accordance to that, like, the payoff is like exponentially, it's like you get 10 times in return.
Yeah. I can feel that. Yeah.
So
when you say like incubation period and like this like signal arrest, like how does it show up for you? Like, how do you know, like, it's time to, like, how does it show up and how do you experience it?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So, you know, I still had to work. I still had client calls. I was still working with my regular clients. That's a really good question. I don't even know. I think honestly, I was working in my business, but not on my business, which, like, if you're a business owner, that you might understand that. It was like, I was doing the things that I needed to run my business, but I wasn't doing all this like extra promoting, Instagram. I took a break from like social media. I had plans for a new program that I was going to put out. I had plans for how I was going to relaunch Awakening. And I was like, oh, I can't do any of that right now. Like, none of that is going to happen. None of that is going to happen. And then of course fear comes up around like, but what about money? How am I going to make money? Whatever all these stories come up. And I was just like, I really had to cultivate trust, like a trust of like, I have to trust what I am feeling more than anything else in the world right now, which is not always easy.
Yeah.
Right.
This is such medicine for me. Cause yeah, I've been feeling this like really, really, really strong pull to rest. And I keep thinking like, oh, like 2 more weeks and it will pass, 2 more weeks. And, like, I just keep feeling this sense of like burnout and like the sense that something else is brewing and that I need to give it time to emerge, but also like resentful and resistant to that in a way that it's just making, I can feel that it's making me more tired. But I also have just this fear of like, it's like, you know, I was in a client session earlier and we were talking about rest, and anyway, just there's like practicality things, right? Of like small kids running a business, like you were saying, like there's stuff that you are obligated to show up for, mm-hmm. Or committed to showing up for. And it can be, feel so uncomfortable to just like actually honor the retreat and not like retreat, but then stay in panic.
Yes, because totally. Because what happens is if you're retreating, but you're not fully surrendered to it, you're not actually resting. Yeah. You're half-ass resting, but really your mind's in like freak out mode and you're like trying to rest, but it's not full rest. In comparison to full rest, like actually fully resting, you only need to do that for like half the amount of time, right? Because then you are actually rested. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I do. The metaphor that I sometimes is coming to mind that I think I've used before is like when my son was learning to swim and I shared this on the podcast before, but my son learning to swim and having to jump off the edge of the pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But tell it again. And tell it again.
Like, yeah. It's just like such a perfect moment for like what leaps of faith actually look like and what we do instead. So like he was learning how to swim. For anyone who hasn't heard this metaphor before, this story before, he was learning how to swim. And at the end of swim class, they would have them jump off the edge of the pool into the water. And I was in the water and he would always jump off, but still hold on to the edge of the pool. So as he jumped off, he would just slam into the side of the pool. And then he was afraid to jump because he was like, oh, like I get hurt every time I jump. But it wasn't actually the jumping that made him get hurt. It was the fact that he wouldn't let go.
Yes.
But he wouldn't let go because he was too scared because he thought he was going to get hurt.
There you are again with the metaphors.
This is what we all do.
Yeah, totally. It's the holding on that causes us to like scrape our knees and get hurt. And then, So actually, I'm so happy you asked this question because like time has been passed and I'm like, what is time? Also, like, it's hard for me to remember even what's like how I've been using this time. But one thing that I remember feeling committed to, and I think this was because I was also like running awakening during, and this was a part of one of the modules, is to really let myself experience joy. Like tuning in and being like, okay, what is going to bring me, like get me into that energy of joy and letting me experience joy? Because as we've talked about on this podcast before, your joy in itself, not for the act of being more productive later, but just joy, like just joy, not to get, you know what I mean? But just joy, that is really valuable. And it like charges up your whole body with like this whole new freaking energy where you're like on a new vibration. And that in itself will, I think, activate you into like a clearer state of being, whatever that's going to look like for you.
Yeah.
And it's like revitalizing.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because like the stories that come up when you try to start enjoying yourself are, if you have any hangups about joy, let me assure you, they will come up.
Yeah. It's interesting. So I'm right now in Maine. I'm actually recording this, everybody, from my cousin's closet because it's the only place with decent service in the whole house. And I'm so visiting my family for 2 weeks, which is awesome. And it's like a moment of like, I work for myself. Like I can do that. I'm meeting with clients still almost entirely from my cousin's closet. Uh-huh. But like, you know, I was like, oh, I can do that. I can, you know, shuffle around my schedule anyway. But I'm noticing in being here how much I am oriented around like, go, 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 take care of business, take care of children, take care of business, take care of children. And being in a different environment, I'm just like, whoa, I like don't know what to do with myself when I'm not doing one of those two things, which in part I think is like a COVID response, but love just like getting tunnel vision. But I think it's also because I have just really fallen out of the habit of like cultivating joy, right? And like when it shows up, I'm like delightfully surprised by it, but I can see that, yeah, like I just haven't been tending to it as something that the way that we should be anyway, or that not just should, but the way that I could be. So I feel that.
Yeah. And so it's also, so like, this is, so you're essentially saying everything that I was experiencing, meaning like I went through this process and it was messy. Cause I was like, oh, yeah. I know joy is inherently valuable. And sometimes it would be easy. Like I literally would just like go out into a hammock and like hammock for a while. And then sometimes there was all this inner like dialogue. And what I was practicing was this, the act of living intimately with myself and the present moment and reality and being like, what's coming up for me now and addressing it then and there. And like, it's such a, like I didn't even know how to explain it. It's almost like there are no words, but I was intuiting how I was going to live instead of living according to a plan or according to a to-do list, but like very intimately with myself. And that is like, I essentially feel like I went like last year I did a mushroom trip by myself and I came back on and I like shared my experience. This time I didn't go on a mushroom trip, but I feel like It was a version of that, just that just was a longer period of that, and I was sober the whole time.
I feel like I'm like 3 weeks behind you, so this is like very helpful medicine.
Good. I knew I had a feeling like, that this is going to be important. I feel like people, I just got this vibe that like this is important for people to hear, because I think this is like a new way of being and living that's available to people who are kind of getting out of the whole like personal development matrix loop, which is like, you know, go, let me fix myself to death. And so many of us, especially if you're here listening to this podcast right now, there's a really good chance that you're graduating from that, and that this is my experience. I've graduated from that, and I'm like, oh, I don't need to do that anymore. I can just listen to myself and decide based on how I feel on a moment by moment basis, and I can trust that.
It's so interesting, because I even like I just had this like light bulb moment around like my work schedule, and like I've been feeling this sense of like, basically just that like I've overscheduled myself, and so I'm just constantly going somewhere to tend to someone, and like I love the people I'm tending to, be it a client or my kids, but that there's this like frenetic pace of like bouncing between and like not scheduling, and literally sometimes I don't schedule a time for me to pee between client calls. Like, that's just dumb, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've been kind of like in victim mode about it, of like, well, I don't know how I can do this anywhere else because of X, Y, and Z constraints. And then I like somehow, I finally, in having a conversation with a dear friend, and was able to like zoom out enough that I was like, oh, what if I just blow my whole schedule up and did blah, 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 blah. And like, now I'm super excited and think and have like, it's new, like it's kind of going into effect when I come back from Maine. But like, basically like found like, thinking very creatively of like, oh, what if I worked Sundays and didn't work Fridays, and therefore had like all, anyways, like, which is just to say, like, I was locked into this feeling of like exhaustion loop, and of like, I just have to like I have to surrender into this and like learn the lesson, as opposed to like, or you could just change the pattern. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. So
you can just change the circumstance, because you actually have a lot of power and agency over your own life.
Yes.
And maybe you don't have to fix anything. Maybe you just have to change something, which is not the same thing.
Totally. I think I love this point so much, which is, I think it's also pointing out the fact that like, I think this question of like, oh, am I just supposed to like learn the lesson? And I do think that there's always a lesson, but understanding that it's going to be the lesson that you're learning is always going to be subjective. So like, there is a lesson, but maybe it wasn't that one. Maybe the lesson now is actually, oh, can I just like, let go of something or change something? And that's when you like start to ask yourself, which is essentially what you just described, when you like had a moment of clarity, you can ask yourself like, oh, it's subjective, and like, I'm not going to live on autopilot from like what I thought I was supposed to be doing. It's actually right now, moment by moment living, like, what is it that I need to learn?
Yeah. Walk through my day and time in a life that like allows me to respond to the right now. Mm-hmm. And I kept telling myself the story of like, well, I can't because childcare and because this and because that. And I was like, well, no, I'm actually just doing the thing where like everyone else, like I'm trying to grow something that I want, that I believe to be big, in small spaces.
Wow.
Like, I was like unwilling to ask anyone to do anything out of their ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And because that would be like inconveniencing people.
Yeah.
And instead was trying to like, but putting my pressure on myself to like build something really, really big, but in the margins.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And I think, I mean, you said this, I think even last week, I don't know. Yeah. I think this was last week. And you said something really beautiful about how every time we up level, we're going to be shown what we can't, like what we have to let go of, or like what just like can no longer come with us. And so like, that's what also happens, I think, when you're living intimately on a moment by moment basis, you're like, oh, like the things that just are no longer going to work or that are in conflict with who you want to be are going to show up and show up as an opportunity to be like, okay, I need to like clear this.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So you're in your incubation process. You're like chilling in your hammock, sometimes comfortably, sometimes uncomfortably.
Yeah.
What happens next?
Okay. So let me see. Let me think. I think first of all, I do want to end this portion of it by saying though, that like, I think there's like a real opportunity for people who are listening, who are like done, who just are done with the rules. Because I think there's a story out there that like, if I don't have a plan, I can't trust myself. If like, there's a story that's like, and I'm guilty of saying this belief of like, oh, you know, our lizard brain is always going to take the easy way out. We're going to like, want to do the lazy thing. And I'm in a conflict because I understand that scientifically, yes, that makes sense. That's something that I've said many times myself. And I'm also like, I think I'm like, am I evolving where I'm like, I don't know if that feels true to me anymore. Like when I actually like allow myself to be free, like really free, I've seen time and time and time again that that has not been the case, that I will always come back. Like everything that needs to get done will always get done. And I will always come back to center when I like am fully living intimately in trust with myself. And I think so many people come to me and I see what their issue is. Like they don't have self-trust. I'm like, well, you can't have self-trust without listening to yourself first. Like these two things have to go hand in hand. And actually the self-trust part is easy when you start listening to yourself. So really the first step is just listen to yourself. And if you want to trust yourself more, that'll come as a natural like part of the process.
Because when you listen to your, it's like any relationship, when you listen to yourself, act on your own inner knowing and then realize like, oh, that worked out better than I expected.
Yeah.
Then you can like, then you can listen to yourself, like, you know, you start small, but you have, and then you have it in your pocket when it's like time for a big thing, like take a month off of like actively pushing in your business. Right. Like, but you have to build that up. Otherwise it's really hard to, it's hard to hear or trust. Because it's any relationship, you know?
Yeah.
I think the other thing, oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I don't even know what I was going to say.
Oh, well, I was going to say, I think the other thing is like, the other thing I feel like in this rest period is like, if you're feeling a pull to rest because you think there's something that's kind of being birthed through you, or there's like a pivot or shift that you feel like you're being called to make, like, part of the reason why I think we have to rest is because like you can't hear if you're in go, go, go mode. Like if your own inner engine and like your kind of like reactive self is so loud, you just will not be able to hear the kind of wisdom that's percolating or the clarity that's dropping into your head or whatever it is. You have to rest to get that insight. It just doesn't show up otherwise.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, exactly. I really think that that's true. Like the space and stillness is what allows that stuff to come through. And if you're having a hard time cultivating space and stillness, then that's the work of being like, okay, well, then what's getting in the way of that? And it's, I see for like business owners, it's so often like a false sense of urgency, a feeling like it has to happen now. It's just scarcity. Yeah. It's scarcity and urgency and like really inquiring to see if that's actually true. And usually when you like get down to it, you're going to see that like none of that, like nothing is true. Like nothing, everything just is as it is. And ultimately your external is dictated by your internal.
Yeah. I think this is completely accurate.
Yeah. Anyway, so I will get off my soapbox about that, but I am very excited because I think this is like something that's available to like a lot of people now that like who are on this spiritual path, who have already put into the gazillion hours, like you are ready. Like if you are listening to this, sometimes I feel like people just need a push to be like, I can't trust myself. And I'm like, no, like, yes, you can. If this is resonating with you, like the time is now. Like you can get out there and just experiment and like make a bunch of mistakes and it doesn't matter. But like the point is just to practice this idea of listening to yourself.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
Whew. All righty. So then I think it's really interesting that you said that we have to have space in order for us to like pivot or have things emerge. Because I think then ultimately that's also what happened, which is like the part where I feel like I'm wondering if you can help me make sense of, which is that, gosh, I like had time to like prepare this and I still don't even know how to put it into words. I think I've mentioned to you recently that I think my coaching and my work is going to be shifting into calling myself something more along the lines of a consciousness coach.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think what I've realized is this is like the world that I live in. Like Do you remember when we had our 2020, like end of the year, no, 2021, beginning of the year conversation, we were like, what are our intentions? You know, what are our goals? And I was like, I don't really think I have any goals, but like, I think I'm just interested in spiritual awakening.
Yeah, and, yes, I do.
And it like wasn't a goal, but it was just like, I don't even know how to explain. Like, that's just
the air that you breathe.
Yeah, that's just like it. That's just like it for me. But it's almost like I don't even see it because I'm like that swish, that fish that's like swimming in water or in the ocean, but like doesn't know that she's in water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think
so. That's the exact image I had as you were describing this. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I think I was doing this thing where I was like, oh, consciousness is this big, complicated thing. And I need to like, it's like super multidimensional and it's super out there. And I need to make it bite-sized and practical and like make it, put it into like a small little box so that everybody can understand it. And I was like, at some point I was just like, that doesn't make any sense at all. Why don't I just not try to make it understandable and bite-sized for people? Why don't I just talk about consciousness all the time? Because like, that is essentially the work that I am kind of already doing with my clients. I'm just trying to like package it in this neat, concise way. Does that make sense?
Well, and I think, yes, it does. And what I would say is you already do the part about that you're speaking to around like wanting to make consciousness accessible. Like that's what you do. Like literally if I had to like write your brand, right, it would be like, oh, like if you want spiritual awakening, like in practical, accessible forms, like go to Eva.
Yeah. And I think if anything, if I'm being honest, I think you've actually tried to tell me this a number of times in different ways. And I just like, wasn't really seeing it or really.
I'm laughing now because I'm actually like seeing where I was during these different conversations.
Yes, totally. And but essentially you've seen it essentially the whole time. You were seeing it, but for some reason I couldn't see it.
Well, but I think that's so familiar. Like, this is kind of a funny example, but I remember when I was in grad school and like, so I went to grad school for English and gender studies and you have to like pick an era, right? Like you have to like pick like, am I a modernist? Am I a medieval? Like whatever. You have to pick like an era of literature that you're going to study. And I remember I was out for drinks with a good friend of mine who actually had been my college professor. We've since become really good friends. And we were sitting talking and I was like, I don't know how to like pick an era. And she just looked at me, she's like, Kylie, you're an American 20th and 21st centuryist. Like, duh. And this is like a funny example, except shout out Kelly, listens to the podcast. It's a funny example, but it was like, she could see so clearly. She's like, I've watched your work. I know what you're interested in. I know the kind of questions you ask. Like, it's very obvious. And I was like, oh, but it was so obvious. It's like, again, with the metaphors, like, I don't see my own glasses. Mm. It's just the lens through which I see the world.
Right.
So of course it is easier for me to identify like, oh yeah, you teach spiritual awakening in an accessible way.
Yeah.
But you're so doing it that it's harder to recognize what your kind of superpower is. I think that's pretty common.
Okay. Well, I guess that's good to hear because the whole time, because now I'm just like, how did I like not see it? but I think you're right in that, like, I also think the big shift is like, okay, now I'm understanding this is the lens in which I see the world. And also I'm understanding like, oh, this is fucking valuable. Like,
yes.
This is, I mean, not only is it like so fun to me to be able to like explore consciousness expansion, but I think it's like, I'm going on this ride and I like want to take a bunch of people with me. I'm like, who wants to come with me? Because this is honestly a result of like the clients that I've been working with. I think they were coming to me with like anxiety stuff, you know, cause I talk about meditation, anxiety. And I was just seeing that we were going down a whole different path. Like the people who were open and receptive to it, we were going down a whole different path. And I was like, this is where I want to live. Like,
right. Cause that was like, actually, that was when it was really fun for you, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I imagine too, and correct me if I'm wrong, but like for a long time, like a part of your identity was like, I like, I overcame my anxiety and here's how I did it. And I'm really excited about helping other people make that same shift. Mm-hmm. But then at a certain point, like, you're like five steps ahead of that story. And it's just, mm-hmm. It's not that it's false. It's just like, it's like a further along version of it or something. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I think ultimately it's just like, I had, clothes that I outgrew kind of.
Yeah.
And I think, sharing it here is also interesting. Cause like, you know, as with anything that you, when you have a business and you share it on your social media, you share it with your podcast and your audience or whatever, it's like you carry, it's like, I'm on this journey and I'm sharing this journey and people kind of like can see that. Cause like, I imagine this is going to continue to happen forever and ever with both of us. We're just constantly going to evolve and we're going to like grow out of the thing that we do. And I actually think that this is like an interesting thing to say. Cause I always thought that I took a long time to make change, but in reality, I think I'm like onto the next, like very, very quickly. Like I move on to the next very quickly, but I hold on to the clothes that I'm still wearing that are too freaking small for me, because I think that's like what I need to fit into. And that I need to like, again, make it make sense to other people. And that like, I don't know, this whole idea of like it needing to make sense to other people and that other people need to understand that, that just needs something. That's like a great example of another thing that just like cannot come with me. Like if people don't get it, I gotta be like, all right, like that's okay. And then I'm going to keep on going.
Right. Right. Because then you free them to go find the person that can help them. And you're not weighed down by that baggage. You can just show up for the people who you're here for.
Yeah. Show up really authentically, which is, as we've again also said many times on the show, is like the most important thing. That's all that ever really matters.
Yeah. I mean, you're the person I want to turn to for spiritual awakening. I mean, it's just true. I mean, you personally have helped me in so many facets, right? Like, actually, it's interesting because I think this past year itself, I love that we've been doing this podcast because I think it's been a big process of spiritual evolution. And so I'm so grateful to be doing it with you. But, you know, in all the ways, I mean, you know, it's just your superpower. That's, I don't know how else to describe it. Because it's the lens through which you see the world, like, spiritual awakening can feel really complicated, and there can be a lot of like expectations or pressure or like elitism, right? There's all sorts of like convoluted energy around it. And the thing for you, the thing about why to me you're like someone who I trust so much around this is like, it's just what you live and then share.
Okay, so you can't see me because we're not on computer right now, but I'm like literally crying. because I just, that just like, yeah, that really means a lot to me. And I think my projector self feels very seen right now. I mean, coming from you, Kylie, that means so much to me. I know we're having like our little love session here right now, but yeah, you're like my partner in crime with this. And like, you've seen me through the whole journey, essentially, like literally from the beginning, you know, when we were doing this together, like what, 3 years ago or however long that was. Thank you.
I mean, that's the best part about these kind of partnerships, right? It's like, we're just helping each other in equal measure. And that's pretty, pretty magical. But yeah, I feel really excited for us, like the world. The like world of Hello Universe, the world of your audience, the world of your future clients, because like this is one of the gifts that you give us. And I'm excited that you're like recognizing the extent to which it's actually a gift, you know, and that it's like really like it's what you've been sharing all along. So it almost feels more like
in a way, like
you are recognizing.
Yeah, something. Exactly. It's just really, I'm just here to have a big cry and a share about my own personal experience, because on the outside, a lot of things aren't going to change. Like I'm still going to be talking about the same thing. I think it's just like this internal shift of like, when you truly own something, that changes everything. And I see this in my clients a lot as well. It's like, and so this was actually something that my coach has helped me with, which was part three of what I want to talk about, this whole journey of how I found this new coach. But like, you know, I think like in our, I don't know. Anyway, we had this conversation about like, no one is ever going to own it for you. Like you, That's a decision that you make. And that just goes along. It's just hard for me because I'm going to reference another podcast episode that we had with Dr. Liz DuBois, who was amazing, by the way. She lived on this boat. She was like this very empowered woman. And I remember her, I was telling her, like, I had this hang up about like, I can't share with people when my life is good because I feel like really bad about it. And she like challenged me and she was like, oh no, you need to get the fuck out there and share. And I was like, I just like crawled into myself, into my skin. I was like, no, I can't do that. It was just like,
yeah.
It's really uncomfortable. Like this conversation actually is uncomfortable for me because I'm here trying to be like, I'm owning this and blah, blah, blah. And simultaneously I'm like, oh, but this is an initiation of some sort because I feel vulnerable coming on here and like talking about this, even though it may not be a big deal to other people. It's like, it feels like a big shift for me, you know?
It's funny. I remember when I was at a dinner party. Remember dinner parties? And I was talking to my friends. And I was telling my friends, these were my best friends from grad school. And I was like, guys, I have this thing that I'm going to do. Like, I'm really nervous. I like feel kind of silly saying it, but I'm going to become a coach. Uh-huh. And they were all like, oh yeah, duh, of course. This is awesome. Okay, pass the cheese.
Exactly. Like, totally.
I felt so self-conscious. Like they were gonna laugh at me and they were like, of course, this is always what you were gonna do. Like
exactly. You know? Like they see it so clearly. It's not a big deal to them because it's not a hang up in their own minds. But in the whole time inside, we're like mulling it over. We're like wondering like the perception. You know what I mean? It's so funny. It's like and then we look at reality and we're like, oh, all along reality was actually a very safe place to be.
Ooh, well, that's our quote for this week's episode.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, I like that.
I can make goosebumps.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing. And we wear these masks or we like kind of dim ourselves from ourselves because we think it's not safe, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or we think it's safer to like only put out a little bit or whatever the case may be. But I love what you're modeling for us, which is just, you gave yourself space to integrate and through the integration realized something really powerfully true about yourself. It's always been true, but you like have like it's sunk in at a deeper level. And so you don't have to effort so much about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
And to I think tie this all together as to like what's also been helpful. So we actually like just started, it hasn't really been that much time, but I started working with this new coach, Pilar Lesko. She's already scheduled to be on our show in like a month or so. So you guys stay tuned for that because I already know it's going to be fucking fire. But just in terms of like for people listening to this show who are wondering about hiring coaches and investing in yourself and blah, 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 all these things. I cannot tell you like, the path to which I found Pilar was so fucking bizarre. And I was truly feels like I was divinely guided.
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah.
And it's just like, I guess I just want to say about that. Like when that happens, y'all follow the fucking breadcrumbs. And really what that means is like, you have to trust again, it's going to come back to self-trust because all these things are going to happen that don't make sense. And the only thing that is going to be the truth of whether or not this is true for you is if it resonates. Like, is it resonant to you? Like if this person is vibrating on some level and it's like vibrating with you, that's the thing that you need to follow. Not like the thing about if this makes sense or is the timing right or how much it costs or blah, 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 blah. Like follow the resonance.
I could not follow. I couldn't agree more. And if you feel uncomfortable, good. Like you're literally hiring someone to help you move beyond your comfort zone. There's no world in which you're like, yep, I have no angst about this at all. Maybe there is in some future, but like, if you have absolutely no head, like there's no gremlin that shows up that says, this is too much. Like this, who are you to think you should work with a coach? Well, but if that gremlin doesn't show up, then like, maybe you're not being stretched enough by them.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to put like a blanket statement down. I just want to normalize like every single time I've hired a coach, even reinvesting in a coach that already has completely transformed my life, Megan Markey, earlier episode. I felt terrified, you know, because I was committing to stretch beyond my comfort zone.
Yeah. I mean, every time.
Not that terror is required. That's my own baggage. But I would say,
yeah, but some type of like, you know, you're going to get out of your comfort zone. So in, I have this form that I have people fill out, like, you know, when they like apply to work with me, and I ask them like, how do you feel? And usually there's at the end, there's like, oh, I feel nervous. Like there's some tension like in my stomach, or there's some tension in my throat. And I'm like, okay, good. That's a good sign that like you're ready to do this work.
Yes. Yeah. That's a much better way than talking about terror.
Yeah. But truly it really started with like, so Beth, who was on this podcast, she talked about human design. I was like, okay, what is this thing that for some reason that like stood out to me of like, cause you know, there's always going to be a million different modalities of healing, but for whatever reason, again, that was resonant with me. I picked that one. I got my thing read with like P the Fury, who was also on the show. That led me to like a podcast. It was just so crazy, who then led me to like another YouTube thing, which then led me to Pilar, which then led me to like some online thing that she was doing. And then I was like, okay, fuck it. I got to hire this girl.
I love it. I remember when you told me, like, you were like so giddy and a little nervous. Yeah.
So yeah, that's been this journey. And then I can feel myself, because I think I've gone into like full rest, that I'm coming back into like a work cycle. That feels really exciting. Cause you know how it's like when you're excited to do work, that's like a good place to be in.
Yeah. I do. Cause that's when things happen like quickly, you know, like things just flow because you have all of your energy behind them.
Yeah. It's like, it's not, I wouldn't say it's always easy, but it feels easeful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like not, there's not so much efforting. It can be more organic. And I have a really hard time. This is like, basically I'm a recovering forcer. Like I'm always trying to fucking force myself. I mean, like that's why I wonder sometimes, like, do I have this chronic fatigue? Because I spent the majority of my life living this like ridiculously intense, blown out lifestyle. And my body is just like, nope, not doing that anymore.
Yeah. So what, I know it's still early working with Pilar, but what about working with this coach feels like it's either helping with this kind of deeper awareness or moving you into a new space?
Okay. I'm so glad that you asked this question, because I also really got a kick out of this. In 2020, I knew I wanted to hire a coach, and I was like, I knew in my heart that I needed someone who was spiritual, because of course, like spirituality is the water in which I swim in. But my logical mind was like, I don't need a spiritual coach. I just need someone to help me with strategy. I was like, I just need to help me with like the business end of things, of like marketing, branding, sales, like all the shit that I hate doing. And so I hired a coach who was all strategy. I didn't listen to myself. I completely disregarded that feeling and that intuition. I was like, I'm going to go just with strategy, also because she was more affordable. And so that was a real lesson, because I should say it was actually, I liked my coach very, very much. She's awesome. I would recommend her for anyone who wants to learn strategy. I still learned a lot. And like, it was, the partnership in itself was great, but it's just like, now in hindsight, I'm like, why did I do that? It's just so silly that I would even do that. Like, why would I even not pick someone who is like spiritual? That just makes no sense at all. And then once Pilar gets on the show, you're going to see, but it's funny now because I've picked essentially the most out there person that I potentially maybe have ever like met in my entire life. Like I was afraid of like it not being grounded. And I'm like, oh, I'm like available for all of this. I'm available for all of it. So I think one thing is like, for me, and I think this applies to anyone, is like, pick the person who speaks your language. But you got to know what your language is. And I don't even think I was fully, I obviously was not either admitting to myself or embracing enough that like, my language is going to be that goes hard into the esoteric.
You know, it's funny because I think one of the ways you can tell if someone speaks your language is just like how magnetized you feel to their content, because I remember the first time I experienced this was Rebecca Tracy, the online course we both took, which is where we met. And I remember, I mean, how many things do you sign up for, right? Every email that I got from her during her launch, I was like, ooh, what's she saying today? Like, I was like, I couldn't get enough of her launch emails, right? And so, like, by the end of it, I was like, okay, well, clearly I need to work with this woman because, like I'm obsessed with her copy. And I think that can be, like, a really, if you, like, find someone's content and then just binge everything, that's a pretty good sign that they're, like, speaking your language. Or if, like, you know, you get, like, really excited every time you see an alert that person's, like, doing a live or whatever the thing is, like, if you're, like, kind of body lights up with excitement when you see that there's something that this person has created for you to consume, like, that means you speak, they're speaking your language. Yeah, you know,
totally. And also recognizing that what resonates you is, you know, I guess, you know, going to evolve, because I'm the same way.
Yes.
I used to love the way that Rebecca Tracy, this one woman who we both, like, followed for a while, I love the way that she wrote, because it was, like, quick and funny and to the point. And just, she's just, you know, she has this, like, vibe about her that I think is, like, very authentic and very real. But I also think now, but, like, you know, I was in a place where I was in the mood for that back then. Now I'm, like, in the mood for something else. Like, before I wanted Chinese food, and now I want, like, Mediterranean food.
Yeah. Oh my God. Now I want to go eat a hummus wrap. I'm very hungry.
Okay.
Oh, I think side note, I made this wrap, guys. You can thank me out later. Pesto, hummus, a whole bunch of veggies, all wrapped up in a wrap.
Ooh, yes. So good. I haven't had
feta cheese if you have it, but no.
Yeah. Feta cheese is apparently making a comeback. I don't know.
I didn't know it had ever gone away. I love feta cheese.
I haven't had a wrap in forever, so I'm actually happy that you're reminding me that this can be part of my culinary menu.
Yeah. I don't like salads in the winter because they're too cold, so I like to stick to the veggies in a wrap, and then somehow that works for me. Anyway, we are very far off topic.
Anyway, we should probably wrap this up. So I know that you, well, you need to eat and you're in a closet.
I brought in a pillow. I'm very comfortable in the closet.
Okay, good.
Although I do think it's kind of a funny metaphor because, like, you're talking about, like, fully owning your power. And I was like, I literally think I'm 3 weeks behind you and, like, I'm sitting in a closet recording this.
You know. Well, I will say, if you are in fact 3 weeks, you know, going to be here in 3 weeks, I know, like, all the, like, even if it's uncomfortable, it's going to be good. It's going to be really good. And I actually think there's an opportunity for it to be super fun too. It doesn't have to be always this, like, heavy, you know, heavy thing.
Yeah. You're really helping remind me that, like, this, like, thing for rest is, like, worth actually honoring. Go figure.
Yeah.
But the thing my body and heart is asking for, I should, like, give it.
Totally.
But it's fear. And it's like working your way through the fear that's like, well, what happens if I rest? Will it all fall apart? I think that's really what it is.
Yeah. It's like, you gotta, like,
I can feel.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good.
It's just kind of like, you gotta, like, go out and experiment and test it out and see if that fear actually has any legs.
Yeah. Cause whenever we actually look at our fear, it is always small.
Yeah. And also, not to mention, is like, now that I'm, like, on this other process, like, on the other side of this process, I'm like, oh my God, I fucking trust myself so much because like, if my body is wanting rest, like, there's a reason for it, like a reason maybe even greater than what I can understand. And like, I don't need to, like, I just assume, I just feel like, who knows, you can, like, don't quote me on this, but, like, the next time this starts to happen again, I feel like I'll feel more equipped to be like, okay, yeah, I'm ready, because I already trust that on the other side, there's, like, something good.
Yeah. That makes so much sense. We should update our listeners on a few changes in the Hello Universe world.
Yes.
So, speaking of kind of conserving resources, Eva and I have decided to bid adieu and close up our Facebook group.
Tier.
Which we say with, single tier. we love the space, but we just have recognized that I have a really active Facebook group, and there's a lot of conversations happening there. And Eve is really active on Instagram, and the Facebook group was always the thing that we were like, oh, we should do more here. We should do more. And like, I think the answer to should energy is like, investigate it. And I think in this case, when we investigated, it felt like, oh, I think it's actually time to thank it for its service and let it go.
Yeah, to pivot. I mean, to me, I'm like, I mean, the real deal of it is like, I don't actually feel like we were, I'm just never in Facebook. So we weren't in it enough, but Kylie has this amazing fucking Facebook group that is like going on, like has it going on all the time. I'm on Instagram all the time. So depending on what your medium of choice is, you can either find us more on Instagram or Facebook. And in place of having the Hello Universe Facebook group close, Kylie and I did like a really awesome 2021 visioning for ourselves. And we have some really, really exciting things that are coming up to, that I'm going to share with you.
It's going to be so big.
Yes. It's going to be so much fun. And it really is like, you know, you clear things out, clear out the old to make space for the new.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, and on that note, where should our listeners find you on the Instagram?
Yeah, you can find me, Eva, at Bad Bitch Living, and you can apply to work with me on my website at evaliao.com. What about you, Kylie?
And I'm most active in my Facebook group, Akashic Soul Circle, which is on Facebook. That's what makes it a Facebook group. And actually, as this launches, we're in the final few days of Magnetize Your Launch, which is a course about how to actually have a launch that feels full of ease, and it combines kind of sales principles with spiritual principles. So you have both in the same place, and I'm super, super, super excited about it. So doors are closing soon. So sign up for that if it calls to you at KylieCaldwell.com.
Yay. Thanks for listening, everyone.